It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week. And Tom Lydon does smooth it all over, at least when it comes to his hairline. It also comes to what he does in the ETF world. If you're not familiar with Tom, he is the editor of ETF Trends. Go to ETFtrends.com for more information. And he is also the president of Global Trend Investing. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be here.
Before we go further, I need to remind my audience that guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower's mission is to restore confidence with investors who have lost trust in the traditional model. If you're seeking an advisor you can trust, start your search at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, let's get busy. Our ETF of the week is...
It's the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Home Construction Index Fund. So the ticker is ITB, as in boy.
Now, this is interesting to me because it's not exactly like everybody's going, wow, construction's going to pick up. I mean, there's a, if you think about home building, what a key, crucial industry it is, there are a gazillion opinions right now about home building. So why are you suggesting people look at this right now?
Well, Chuck, it's a bit of a contrarian bet, but the housing market has a few things going for them. Obviously, with mortgage rates at record lows and the idea that we have, to some degree, gotten through the inventory glut, not to say that there aren't a lot of homes that are all owned by banks right now, but the numbers aren't as bad as they were a couple years ago. The other thing is you're starting to see new sales hit some decent numbers. New family home sales jumped 16% year over year in the last year, and existing home sales were up over 7%. Pretty good. And then finally, I don't know about you, but I'm not too handy. And when it comes to picking the buying of a new home, I'm looking to buy something new as opposed to something used. And there's a lot of used inventory in the marketplace, but there hasn't been a lot of new inventory. I just don't want to buy somebody else's problem.
And that's understandable. I am not the handiest person in the world. There are things that I can do and things that I can't do, but I typically tend to agree. It's one of those things that at this point in time, you can certainly see why somebody would say, what can I go off and get, and what am I getting for my dollars? And remembering, too, that financing is where it's at, you would expect that at some point you're going to see that rebound. The question then becomes, because you are looking at trends, and again, it's Tom Lydon from ETF Trends, so that's why I point that out, is where do you think we are in this trend? Because I can certainly find other experts who would say, you know, I think that this is going to come back at some point, but what's your holding period and what's your expectation here?
Yeah, well, another thing is we have a whole generation that's never owned homes before. And if you look at the average size home that's being purchased, it's actually much smaller than it was 10 years ago by 300 or sometimes 400 square feet. So there's demand for smaller homes. These home builders are going out and saying, hey, we're going to build more homes, but we're going to build smaller homes for what people are looking for today. So as far as expectations, yes. Foreclosures may continue to get worse. We may even continue to see lower interest rates. We might see slips in the economy. But I mean, compared to what we've gone over the last 3 or 4 years, looking forward, this is a 3 to 5 year buy that I think many people will feel quite confident in.
Let's give a bit of the background on the fund. And again, the ETF of the week is the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Home Construction Index Fund. It is ticker symbol ITB. You and I talk privately off the air when we're meeting, et cetera. We talk a lot about index construction and what's in there. This is a fund that does have a couple of things concentrated in big positions. You got a couple of stocks that make up, you know, 7.5 to 10%. How do you feel about the way this is constructed, and is that part of why you're comfortable, or is that something that somebody would otherwise perhaps worry about in terms of sector allocations within the fund?
Right. Well, within the index, you've got Lennar, D.R. Horton, Toll Brothers, making up close to 30% of the portfolio alone. But in the housing market, those three and a few others are really the bellwether. Also in the top 10, you've got companies like Home Depot and Lowe's. And when you see new home sales, you also see better sales in those areas too. So it's a pretty concentrated area as opposed to areas like healthcare or financial services or technology that might be a little bit more diversified. Home construction is pretty specific.
And you know, you mentioned some names like Home Depot that are in there. Those are names that theoretically would be a little bit easier on the portfolio, whether on the overall performance of the portfolio, whether or not home sales rebounds, because they're going to, whether you're handy, as you said, you are not, and as I said, I am not, or not, if people say, okay, well, I can't go buy new homes, that might hurt the construction index, but it might still be doing okay for people who are trying to fix it up and do whatever, right? So there's a bit of an economic play there, even though it's not pure to the new home construction side, right?
Absolutely. And Chuck, really, when you look back 5 years, okay, to 2007, right at the beginning of the decline in, you know, the financial structure of the world, let's say, how many new young people have come to the point where they've got jobs, they've got money, they're starting families, they want to have their own home, and they don't want somebody else's problems? And they may not be handy, as we talked about. I've got a cork board full of tools in my garage with spider webs connecting them all. I think we're in a situation where most of the trouble in the home construction is behind us. Not to say it's going to get better overnight, but everything's pointing that things are heading in the right direction.
So there you have it. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. It is the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Home Construction Index Fund, ticker symbol ITB, and as he said, a bit of a contrarian play. If you want to know more about Tom and ETF Trends, go to ETFTrends.com. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
There is more of the Money Life to live. Live it with us right here. Don't go anywhere.